And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I mean, just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so we got a situation going on in Wisconsin. Let me remind you guys what's happening up there. I mentioned it briefly last week. Some of y'all probably heard it then. Some of y'all are tracking it on your own. I know I had one texter a while ago that brought it, you know, to my attention, even though I already had the resources ready to roll. But here's a piece from Fox News that just kind of outlines it. So I saw this past weekend. Senator Ron Johnson, who's a Republican from Wisconsin, he was on the Sunday Morning Futures with what's her name on Fox? I just lost her. Marita Bartiromo. And a great interview. And he's always a good interview anyway. He's talking about financial issues and fiscal responsibility and budgeting. But then they switch gears and they went into the election. It's his home state. And he said, if you want to see Trump be president and be effective for the next 4 years, he said, you've got to get out and vote for, and his name's Brad Schimmel. He said, this is a crucial race. By the way, in case you're not familiar, this is not a congressional race. This is not a race for governor. This is a race, believe it or not, for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Why do we care? Well, I'll tell you why we care. Because right now, the Democrats are already saying they see this as a battleground opportunity. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has already said once, he said, we Democrats have to win this race, meaning that one, the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, so that we can turn these Republican congressional seats into Democrat congressional seats. And literally, that's a total tip-off, isn't it? I mean, how much more obvious can you be? Because what we're looking at is the Democrats in Wisconsin believe that they can get the lines redrawn in a way that's favorable to them and potentially be able to quickly flip two seats coming up in their congressional races. Look at the margins we have right now in D.C. Two more congressional votes could make all the difference in the world. And the last thing I want to see, last thing any of us want to see, is another Trump administration hamstrung by a Nancy Pelosi witch hunt. All of a sudden you've got, let's do impeachments and let's do Russia, 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 and let's do everything in the world we can to stop the Trump agenda. First of all, I think this is a part of why Trump is not wasting time enacting so much right off. I mean, the first 100 days have been blistering, and rightfully so, because the last thing you want to see happen is something jeopardize the balance of power. They've got the ability to do it. But this race right now, this Wisconsin race, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin is believed to be potentially able to flip liberal for the first time ever on this one race. If that happens, the Wisconsin Supreme Court could very well be the body who determines whether or not the lines that are drawn for congressional races in the redistricting process are to be upheld or not. What that basically means is this one race could decide the balance of power in Congress. You see the trickle-down effects? Maybe it's trickle-up. But the reality is, this is a big, hairy deal. So right now, I mean, last night, literally, Elon Musk held a rally in Wisconsin for a state Supreme Court race. Trump endorsed the guy named Brad Schimmel, who is the Republican. Elon Musk has raised and donated upwards of $10 million for this one guy. It's the most expensive state judicial race in history, anywhere. The Democrat is someone named Crawford. What's her first name? Let me see where it is here. Susan Crawford. Susan Crawford has earned financial support from liberal billionaire George Soros. Oh, go figure. Millions have been poured into her coffers as well. And listen, I don't know who this group supports. They say they're bipartisan, but there's a group called Fair Elections Wisconsin that is now submitted as of 2 days ago. I got this off of LifeSet. 2 days ago, Fair Elections Wisconsin raised concerns about nearly 5,000 allegedly illegal voter registrations just in Milwaukee alone. I take it back. It's got to be statewide, Milwaukee. Okay, they filed it in Milwaukee. 4,878 registrations they're calling into question. Now, is it all legit? I don't know. Some of them, they say, just have missing apartment numbers, things like that. But they found hundreds that had moved out of the county, moved out of the state. Hundreds who were no longer living where they said they lived when they voted. I'm not sure how they check all this, but the reality is they are saying they've got proof that there's at least 5,000, almost 5,000 votes that shouldn't even be counting. And that's what we're talking about today. Elections have consequences. So there you have one of the most consequential state-level elections in recent history in Wisconsin. At the same time, you've got questions about whether or not their voter registration is current and accurate. So what we're looking at now is every election having the potential to affect every other election. And it all starts with registering people to vote with accuracy. You've got to be able to register people to vote who are otherwise allowed to vote. And then once they vote, you accurately tabulate the vote and then certify the vote in a timely manner. All those things have to happen. And voter integrity is more than just, did you count the votes right? Sometimes voter integrity is, who's even signed up? That's why it's so important that what just happened in Wyoming, which seems to support what President Trump did in his executive order, is what we're going to talk about. Coming right back, I'm going to have Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray. You're going to want to hear what he has to say about how Wyoming has already taken steps that I think Alabama, Tennessee, and all the rest of our states need to take. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.